This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the ever-loving D, as in Doug, as in Stefan Doug. Some people call me, because my given name is Dudley, more often than not, when they look at my driver's license, "Oh, yes, Mr. Dudley, how may we help you?" They think I'm Stefan Dudley, and it normally irritates you-know-what out of me. Name, hello, starts with a D. And the first name is important to get first instead of the second name. For I suppose that my daughter is Megan, and she has been for years referred to by many people as Megan, and that would drive her nuts.
Oh yeah, is she M E G H A N? How does she spell her
name? No H in it. It's M E G A N. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the spelling, but I mean, it's weird that people don't know how to spell Megan.
Exactly.
Or say Megan.
Yeah. I think you just take a moment because it's important. Your name is very important, I think. People, it's not who you are, but it is the identity. And sometimes your name, certainly my name, Dudley, has affected me in my life greatly because people have teased me, made fun of me. "Oh, it's Dudley Do-Right, you morons." Anyway, it's the DJV program with Doug, a.k.a. Dudley, and Jennifer, a.k.a. Jen Jen, and Victoria, a.k.a. Victoria. So here we are together. Jennifer's cat has passed. She's had the cat for 13 years, so she's in a state. I think she'll be fine in a day or two. You're never the same. I know after when Charlotte died, I've never been the same. I know I haven't. And my relationship, it's something that you lost your dog last year. Mm-hmm. And it's like your pets are part of your life and your family. And so when
you
get around.
And I do believe, our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, who's with us on Wednesdays, he had his little Cisco, his little Chihuahua, who passed about 6 months before I lost my little Cooper.
Yeah, it was last year at some point.
And you had Charlotte, and the three of us kind of all believe that you get one extremely special relationship with that pet. We have two adorable little dogs. We adopted Chester after Cooper passed, but Cooper was my baby. I got him at 10 weeks old, and he was almost 17 when he passed on Christmas night.
Yeah.
So there's no way that I would.
Doesn't leave a hole in your heart.
Absolutely, there's a Chihuahua-shaped hole in my heart that will never be filled.
Same with Charlotte.
Yeah. Yep. And
although I'll tell you something.
But we're
Daisy.
Lucky that we had that. We are lucky to have had that.
But to have found
that relationship.
Another really, I love this little dog. She is the sweetest little thing, and she's so attentive. When she sits like, I'm in the truck yesterday. We're going around the farm to do something, and a Sneaker, who works with me, who's a character and a half, when he gets into the truck, Daisy jumps into his lap. And then she'll look at me while with that look on her face. Is this okay? Yeah, it's okay. And with dogs, you wonder, my philosophy about thoughts being things, I think that manifestation is really an important part of understanding who we are, how it works, because I do think thoughts are things. What you think becomes a reality. And so with dogs, you got to wonder, okay, is that, what are they thinking? And is that really their reality? Don't you wonder what a dog's reality is, what they're really thinking? I know I think that all the time. What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of tells me with her eyes. I think the eyes, they are her mannerisms or movements or whatever. I think because of her background, where she came from as a dog that was cooped up in a cage for over 2 years, never got out of the cage, had two litters, and then she couldn't walk when I got her, and was very kind of antisocial, afraid of everything. And the fact that she's been loved and brought into a life, I think no matter whether they can't say it in as many words that we can understand, but their actions, I think, bespeak what is really going on with them. And I'm very thankful that I found her, and I'm sure that in her own way she's thankful she found me, because she doesn't have the life that she has now is fabulous. I mean, look at, I should take some video of her running around the yard or running around the farm, And she'll, you know, she's at every smell. I've never seen a dog that smells as much as this dog does. Smell, smell, smell. Okay, let's move into the virus again and something called pandemic fatigue. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard this phrase or not.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have changed their attitude because of the announcement of the coronavirus vaccines that are going to be available very soon. So there's a lot of optimism around. But, excuse me, there is a major surge, if I can use that word, because people, you know, there's that now everybody's going to say, when am I going to get mine? When am I going to get mine? But the whole business about people being just tired and worn out. Imagine yourself on the front line, Victoria. You're a nurse. You're a doctor. You're somebody who's around this working in an institution 24/7. Mm-hmm. How do you get away from it?
You don't. I have three close friends in three different hospitals who are doctors and in the ER dealing with COVID patients. You don't get away from it.
Yep.
And they have separated. So this is the thing that really bugs me with the arrogance of people not wearing masks and, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. Open up the business and blah, blah. That's all they care about is, you know, is money more than human lives.
Well, I think they're not even in some
a lot
cases,
of people. A lot of people have taken a very hard stance about that. And so, but what they don't understand is the sacrifices that all of these frontline workers, these doctors
that's
and
true.
Nurses and administrators, I mean, our friend is a newlywed. Our friend is a doctor in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, which is one of the hardest hit hospitals in the country. And he's a newlywed who had to rent an apartment to stay away from his wife because he didn't want to even bring the chance of bringing the virus home to
right.
her. So he has not even been able to live with his wife. And it's just he can't visit his parents. It's just the sacrifices that these doctors and nurses are making are great. They're in, you know, and yesterday or 2 days ago, you know, there's a makeshift in a parking garage in a hospital. I forget what state it was in. Maybe Utah, where it's really, you know, a hot spot right now. And the pictures went viral of this hospital. I don't know if you saw the pictures. They had to, in the parking garage of the hospital, they set up beds and like a makeshift triage. And yet,
well, because the hospitals are all full.
Right. But yet, you know, the picture circulated and most people commented, you know, that it was, you know, inventive and creative and that they were doing everything that they could. And Trump said it was a fake picture, that it wasn't real. And the doctors are outraged, saying it's very much real. We just have no leadership. Have no leadership.
We are going to. That isn't going to change. As who was it that said? Was after the election, Mitt Romney, who said, if you're expecting this guy to be different, forget about it. He's not going to be different. So I just move on from that. I don't pay any attention to him at all. I'm just interested in sort of
it's
like
just so disrespectful.
Relief.
You know, he has an opportunity to go out
but
and
he's
acting
not gonna,
like a
Victoria,
normal person.
So don't get yourself worked up about it. Because
I'm not worked
gonna...
up. I'm just hopeful that someone can actually act like
well,
a regular human being.
But you're not going to get it
I'm
from
optimistic.
Him.
I believe
you're not
going to
get it. You're not going to get it from him. So
it's
moving into it is. It's kind of sad, but it is what it is. So, and apparently Congress is not paying much attention to him, although he's been talking about and says he'll sign whatever relief bill is sent his way. There certainly is more momentum now for spending in certain sectors. Yesterday, I think we were talking about $908 billion being set aside and where that money was going to go if they get that bill through. Now some people want to add to it. I think if they have an agreement on 908, they better pass that and then worry about the rest of it later on.
But the problem, though, is Steve Mnuchin is the Treasury Secretary. He's the one who during a hearing of the House Financial Services Committee, he was asked why he's taking the $455 billion in unspent stimulus package money, and he's putting it back into the Treasury's general fund. What that does, you can't just transfer it back when Biden comes in. That money cannot be touched now until 2026. And so this is the real reason that Democrats have been saying Mnuchin's trying to make it harder for Biden's administration
why can't
to
you get at it in 2020.
It's the way that the fund is set up, the general fund. So once he puts that $455 billion back into the general fund,
well,
the
so
way
that
it's set
a lot
up,
of
it can't.
The way it's
I don't know.
It.
Well, apparently. apparently it's just, it's not that easy, and that's why Democrats are so upset about it, because it really does. I don't know what his motivation is, but it certainly looks like he's trying to torpedo the Biden administration's ability to get
money.
But the
Biden administration isn't here now. It's this administration.
Right, but he's doing this right now. They're not. They're not going to. Yeah. So
anyway,
it's, you know.
The House Speaker and the Senate Minority Leader saying there is a plan that is the basis for immediate bicameral negotiation. That's what they're saying about the $908 billion. So let's keep our fingers crossed that that is going to work, because there are a lot of freelancers, contract workers who don't have, you know, jobless benefits, and they have had emergency aid. On the average is like, what, $1,200 a month, which is what a lot of people have been, they did get. We only got one $1,200 check, though, right?
Right,
correct. There was a promise of two, but I think we only got one.
Oh, yeah, the promise was two, and then other Democrats wanted it to be 6 months for people who were out of work or for people who had gotten furloughed. So, yeah, none of that came to fruition. Mitch McConnell said he didn't want to give more than $1,200. So it's great because Mitch McConnell's so loaded and he doesn't have to worry about anything. But people are being evicted now, like, daily. We're going to start to hear, this is going to be the next big headline, is going to be the number of evictions that are happening. And then we're going to have homeless people. It's just, it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster.
Los Angeles now, you talk about the homeless, the whole state of California has become just a breeding ground for the homeless. It's just that my daughter and my son tell me stories every day about how this thing has become much, much worse. And, you know, with the things the way they are, it ain't going to get any better. And that's why I think I'm not even going to bother. I'll go to California a couple of times this winter to see the kids once this next 6 weeks after the vaccines get started. But I have no desire, really, as much as I love being in Southern California for all of the familial reasons. I just don't want to be around all of that stuff, frankly.
Once you get your vaccine and then the second one, you can probably be out there by, like, mid-February, right?
Yeah, I might spend a month. We'll see what goes on. Meanwhile, a focus on our latest DJV download. Have you tried this out yet? Have you listened to our daily overview of some of the big stories of the day? We talked a lot in the present download about Giving Tuesday, what Victoria did, especially at the Salvation Army. It's kind of cool. We also talked about the new Pinocchio movie that you can hear us describe, and the monolith. Where in the world is that monolith now? Where has it been? Where is it going? Yes, right, exactly. And then cutting Christmas trees, where you can do it and why you can do it and how you can do it. All of that stuff is at your service on the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
There There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Here's Gaga, 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug and you and Lady Gaga. Kind of a sweet treat if you're a fan of Gaga. She's partnered with Oreo Cookies to release a line inspired by her dance album Chromatica. Taking design cues from this album, the vanilla-flavored cookies are bright pink with green cream filling the various embossments inspired by the TNC. So what do we think of a green Oreo cookie?
Sure, it's a limited green. It goes edition. Along with her album cover.
Yeah, well, they should have it for St. Patrick's Day, not for now.
No, it's pink and green, but it goes with her album. It looks cool.
Well, it's not. They're going to have 6 cookie packs at convenience stores starting in January. You can sign up for the Lady Gaga X Oreo Stand Club, and you'll be notified when the full size packs are available. That's what they're saying at Oreo, anyway. In an effort to spread musical messages of kindness all over the country, both Oreo and Gaga have announced "Sing It with Oreo," a campaign that encourages her fans to send musical messages to loved ones. See, I'd sing all the time. I should be right on the front line with this.
You should try this then.
What? I'm forever blowing Oreos, or it's better, blowing kisses. We blow cookies.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fans can create messages dubbed Oreograms. You record a personal message on the Sing It with Oreo website. Messages are transformed into a song that can be shared with friends and family. I actually would like to try that. We ought to maybe try that on the air. What do you think?
I haven't been on there yet, so yeah, we'll figure that out. But right, it's a cute idea, especially with, you know, we've been talking so much about holidays looking different this year.
Yep.
And, you know, and not being able to be with loved ones. This is kind of a cute way to send some holiday love.
It sure is. All right, 25 and change after the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria, Doug, and John Legend, along with his wife Chrissy, the power of community. They certainly have been through a lot the last couple of months with the loss of their second child. The kind messages they've gotten, a lot of showing of support for the pregnancy loss has affected them. Tegan shared emotional remembrance photos taken at the hospital, which, of course, helped to break the silence around a miscarriage. There's a new interview out now, John and Chrissy opening up about their grief, support systems, holiday season, and their new partnership. This is the story here with the Ronald McDonald Charities. The communal spirit, desire to help others, inspired legend and Tegan to partner with Ronald McDonald to support families with sick and injured children by providing resources and helping them stay together during the treatment process. So, it's hashtag here for RMHC, which is Ronald McDonald House Charities. McDonald's is going to give $100 in your name to anybody who posts that hashtag with a photo of the RMHC heart on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or Facebook till the end of the year. They're giving $100 million over the next 5 years for this effort. Legend said, we want to tell them that they are not alone, these families. So many people are going through challenges all over the world. We need to support each other, show love. We all need each other. And that is so true. We're not on an island here. You may be, you know, we all have our individual bodies and minds and lives, but we're, you know, everybody's together, as we can see, with how easily this virus is transmitted. So, this is a nice effort on their part, and it shows that they're thinking about other people beside themselves. A lot of people would have a hard time digging out of what they have experienced.
That's very true. Yep.
And so the fact that this may be a help for her.
I think they're turning their grief into helping other people,
yeah,
and I think they're channeling.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. That's a great idea. So something to be in mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In a surprise statement released Wednesday night on his social media channels, President Donald Trump once again laid out his case for a massive voter fraud effort, causing him to lose the presidential election, specifically criticizing mail-in voting.
It is important to know the problems with mail-in balloting. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, and most other states allowed anyone to get an absentee ballot and cast their vote without showing any ID. The voting took place entirely on the honor system. No identification of any kind was required.
The president also accused Dominion Voting Systems, a company that makes voting machines and voting software, of changing votes for him to votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. The 46-minute statement was released on the president's Facebook and Twitter accounts. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oil giant Exxon is adjusting their portfolio. USA Radio News Val d'Or has more.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val d'Or.
ExxonMobil is headquartered in Irving, Texas. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he thinks the Washington football team is special this year.
Well, I'm impressed with the Washington football team, and should be. They've beat us handedly two times, and that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. If you are not happy today, you better be thinking about why it is that you're not happy, because something is wrong. And you know my whole business about thoughts are things. So if you think you're happy, perhaps you will be happy. And if you're not thinking that you're happy, how? So maybe the question here, Victoria, is how can you operate so that you're happy? Think about things that make you happy and put your mind in that place. Not always am I going to present, nor is Victoria or Jennifer, the most positive overview of things going on. But then there are twists and turns in the road. For example, here in Massachusetts, we're going to become the first state to ban police using facial recognition. It's part of the new police reform bill, which I guess Massachusetts on the forefront of this, Victoria. I don't know other states, but, the old business, the conversation about defunding versus reforming the police. And, you know, I've been a champion of reforming pretty much everything in the public sector, but you start with the police, I guess. And so the legislature here in Massachusetts has come to an agreement on this police reform bill. And so I've been reading through it the last couple of days because this has been, in Massachusetts anyway, a hotly contested conversation for the past 6 or 7 months. The issue of police reform, as you remember, all over America, people have been following
what has happened since George Floyd was killed in May. A lot of people, it was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. There have been other incidents, certainly, since then that were before then, but this was the thing that pushed people into a conversation. But the talks then, even though they got started, they stalled, they've been back and forth. So there's a compromise. There's a group here in Massachusetts working out of the public view. That was, they were cloistered away someplace and nobody knew what they were doing. So the bill as it was presented on Monday is 125 or so pages long. I wouldn't want to read the whole thing, but it basically, as you go through it, it establishes an independent oversight and accountability commission that will have the power to standardize the certificate that is required to become a police officer. And I would have thought that, I guess I'm amazed that it isn't already in place, that there isn't some manual, there isn't some statute somewhere that says this is what you need to be a police officer, but there isn't. And so they are in Massachusetts certified every 3 years, but it's not a standard certification. So it's called the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. This, under the new rules, a police officer would be stripped of their certification if they are convicted of using excessive force or not trying to intervene in cases like the George, I guess the best way of summarizing is the case like George Floyd, where the four guys stood around and just watched him right. Do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So the bill also bans any kind of chokeholds, limits acceptable use of force. Officers have to intervene if they witness a fellow officer using excessive force. They also, this commission will be permanent, investigating potential police misconduct. No-knock warrants only allowed if an officer has no reason to believe that minor children or adults are in the home. That is over the age of 65. And let's see here. There is this bill bans public agencies from using facial recognition, with the exception of the registry, which is interesting. So how does the registry use it, the Registry of Motor Vehicles? They abuse their power right and left in this state, I think. That's sort of the overview. I thought the State Police Association in the state has said they welcome reform that will actually improve policing, but they are not sure this legislation goes far enough. Or, in fact, what they said is it misses the mark, creates layers of unnecessary bureaucracy, and commissions staffed by political appointees with no experience. So, yeah, I would agree with that. I think that you need to have people who are on these commissions that kind of get, they have a clue as to what really goes on, what it's like to be a police officer. So they should have police people on this commission. So that may be where this thing drags down. But at least in terms of definition, the business of defunding, which is complete nonsense, and anybody who comes across and says, oh, yeah, we're going to defund the police, that's just stupid. It isn't. You have to have protection. You've got to have the public. But there needs to be respect for the police, and there isn't in a lot of places now. And in some places, they don't deserve respect, individual police officers, not the police themselves. And I get so tired of getting these emails from people and looking on social media. You know what? Get lost. If you listen to what I am saying, you don't like the police, you're a piece of dirt. You know, that kind of stuff. Get lost. That isn't what I'm saying at all. If you listen carefully to what I'm saying, I'm very supportive of doing it the right way. And then people say, wow, what does it mean, the right way? Your way, the other way, what's the right way? Well, I think the right way is respectfully doing what you do. Now, if you're not treated with respect, I understand hard to treat somebody who's not treating you respectfully, but that's part of the training, to a point. And then at some point, you just draw the line and say, okay, you're under arrest, and, you know, the best thing you can do is just be quiet. And if you're putting up a big fuss, like people who are out of control because they're on drugs, or they're drunk, or, you know, something else, they have weapons that, you know, or that they ought not to have, and or they're using them improperly, then you have to stand up and and take care of yourself. Tough job being a police officer. I think I wouldn't want to do it. But I have a lot of people who have been police. One of my best friends from school growing up was the chief of police here for a long time. And we used to do a thing on the program, Victoria, called Cop's Corner, where he'd come on every week and we'd talk about some of the modern policing things that were going on and things that were, you know, being done by the police, for the police, in the police. And it was always very instructive because he was a pretty modern, really modern, actually, using technology. He never hired anybody that didn't have a degree in criminology. Nobody could be a police officer unless they at least had a bachelor's degree. And I know
that's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, growing
because
up.
That's not the standard. I mean, yeah. In some cases, you don't even need to have a GED to be a cop.
Right.
In most places around the country. So that's, there are a lot of things that can be changed and need to be reformed. And it's an ongoing conversation. But, you know, maybe one of the best things to come from the George Floyd and the Breonna Taylor and the Ahmaud Arbery. I mean, the list and list goes on and on and on, which is the problem. And so maybe 2020 is the year that these real conversations, and not just, you know, oh, well, like, we need to do it and, you know, and we'll figure it out in the future, in the next election or whatever. It's happening now, and a lot of cities are having these difficult discussions and trying to figure it out. And I think that it's essential. It's not even just like, oh, isn't that nice? It's vital.
We can't be deadlocked on this stuff anymore. There has to be a meeting of the minds here. We can't be fussing and fighting with each other.
As long as police unions, though, have as much power as they do.
Well, that's the problem.
And then good cops who come forward. I mean, there are so many stories that, and you have to dig for them because, you know, police unions are very powerful and they squash these stories. But there have been a few very brave cops who have come forward to go to the press or wherever to tell their story of trying to, you know, weed out bad cops. And and you wouldn't believe the hazing and the torment that they are subjected to by their other cops, that blue wall.
Blue wall.
So I don't know how far we can really get if that blue wall doesn't, you know, get knocked down.
That's part of what has to be done. In the public sector, unions are they're just way too powerful. Teachers' unions, police unions, public employee unions in general, they're too powerful. They get away with stuff they have no business getting away with, and they don't work as, I think there are a lot of people in the public sector that don't work anywhere near as hard as people in the private sector doing many of the same jobs, because you don't have to. You know, how many times have you heard the story? But to be fair, in union situations in the private sector, where somebody comes in, they're really doing a good job, and they're really excited, enthusiastic, and then the leadership of the union says, "Hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're making the rest of us look bad." What kind of thinking is that? But yet we've surrounded ourselves with people like that. So let's hope that there's a lot of reconstruction going on here in the next year in all of these areas. Dr. Ken is on this program. I have the pleasure of visiting with Ken Kronos every week, and you have the pleasure of being able to listen to him on the Good Day Health program, which airs on a lot of these same stations every weekend. Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell bringing you up to date on what the latest is. Ken loves to study all the journals and bring you up to date as to how studies and things that are in the journals of medicine are affecting you and the medicine that you get. The most recent Good Day Health podcast is a focus in part on the new COVID test, the in-home test that's been approved. We certainly are going to do a lot of conversation. Developing vaccines has been a big part of what we've talked about. And so you can keep up with all of these things, the virus news and who's got it and who doesn't get it, and what things like good sleep can do to help reduce the likelihood that you'll be affected by this. It's all there, and that's all public. It's really good association with information that we present in the Good Day Health podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find it, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which it comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, DJV show. The majority of U.S. adults have a positive view, Victoria, of farmers and farming this year. They say they know more about sustainability practices.
Isn't that great?
Way overwhelming majority. We're talking about 84% of people in America now think they know more about farming and farmers because of the epidemic. Majority trust the farmers to do the right thing. Mostly the family farmer. I'm doing my part, I suppose, and I'm going to be speaking with my weekly show and podcast, the American Family Farmer Show. Matter of fact, this week we have, I hope you'll be able to listen to it. It's on a lot of these same stations over the weekends, and the podcast is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We had a guy on this week who has a farm down in Arkansas, and he was fabulous. There's a great, great story about why we should be supporting American family farmers. So check it out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours here, people asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I mean, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, certain amount, I must have found a balance, because stress doesn't bother me, or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life, in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. Most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it, end up being an important thing. A little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it. But the other extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about the mind-heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind. You have to have a healthy heart and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins. And what they found was that actually environment is more important in genetics in having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart, which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time, these are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember. That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others,
is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated
yes.
with the challenges, and that's important. You got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as it's not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. Doing a crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This may be a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation. Yeah. And I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully. So I actually have been there once.
All right. But what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, vegetable, there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
I don't even consider. I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables.
Yeah,
I eat all the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables. They do. Yep.
No,
yep,
but sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
I no. Well, they didn't say that in this circumstance. The sushi, they called it veggie sushi, and it was vegetables.
And that's not vegetables with raw fish.
No.
It's just vegetables.
Just vegetables. Yep.
Oh well, that's a salad.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Yeah, it's just now grind it up, right? Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have? Does it cause, or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that
all
mean
of the, all the same? You know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. It's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right. It creates... I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. I don't know who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock. Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.